I love West Virginia. When I first came here, when many of the graduates were not even in kindergarten, when I was running for president in 1992, the most recent census said that my native state of Arkansas and West Virginia had one thing in common. We had the highest percentage of people living in the state who were born there. And while we are benefiting from diversity and people coming from other states and other lands to your university and to my native state, I think it says something about how much the people who live here love the place and believe in it and care about its roots and traditions. In 2008, my wife, my almost 91-year-old mother-in-law, and my daughter all celebrated Mother's Day in West Virginia, in the little town where the holiday was born. And I always loved coming back here. I cheered for you in the NCAA basketball tournament after I lost my Georgetown team. So I've already had two big thrills today. I got a degree, and before the service, I got to talk with Deshaun Butler. One of the things that I learned today that I did not know, which makes me admire you even more, is according to the president, and I know he's got his facts right, the West Virginia basketball team ranks in the top 10 in America in the percentage of its players who get degrees, and every senior on the football team is getting a degree in this graduation ceremony. I looked over the degrees that were being awarded today. Degrees in biology, chemistry, physics, math, and literature, psychology, criminal justice, national security, political science, social policy. They all have in common one thing. In different ways, to be sure, but all together, they are preparing you to play a significant role in not only your own future, but the future of your state and the future of your nation. And for some of you, the future of a larger world. I also noted when preparing to come here that West Virginia has a Center for Citizens or Civic Engagement, in which almost 13,000 students gave more than 182,000 hours of volunteer service in the past year. That, too, is an important part of your future. One of the things that I learned after I left office is that, in many ways, the work that I had spent my life doing had just begun. Because there's always a gap between what the private sector can produce and the government can provide, a space in which dreams are broken and needs go unmet unless citizens step in.